Morning.
Yeah. How about playing some tuna fish song, being a Friday?
You like all them old standards, huh? Hey, nobody, tuna fish. I'm trying to blaze new broadcast inroads, but you like the bread and butter bitch, huh?
Oh, yeah, I like the tuna fish.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You are very kind. And here I am trying to tell you all the wacky stories of romance. People call up, and I try to help them out, but I had one call. I didn't put it on the air because it was too bizarre. Some guy called up and said, Grease, you gotta help me. I woke up in the morning, and I staggered into the bathroom to shave, and I realized I had a black eye. My head was pounding, and I saw I had a big gash in my forehead. My wife was still in the bed, and I had no recollection of the injury. I remember when I went to bed that night, as I flossed my teeth, I did not have a black eye, nor did I have a gash in my forehead. I sat on the edge of the bed. I said, honey. I said, you mean your wife clubbed you? He said, let me finish. I was lying there, sound asleep, when I must have started dreaming about the new car that I've been monomaniacal about. Well, my wife has been mad because I've been spending so much time waxing and polishing the car that I had a dream about it. I rubbed my hand along her arm and I said, sweet, smooth finish. And then as I drifted deeper into sleep, I rubbed my hand across her top half and said, man, perfect headlights. Then I slipped my hand lower and said, hey, some idiot left the garage door open. That's when she hit me with a jar of cold cream.
The Grease Man, DC 101.